Oh my God, it is so good to see you. It's been so long since I've hugged anyone. Yeah, you feel good too. I don't want to let go either. We can just stay like this for a minute. Okay. Enough of me practically smothering you. Can I get you a drink? I have whiskey. I think I still have a bottle from the last time you came over. The one that you liked. Let me see. Aha! Found it. One for you, and a stronger one for me. It is not my fault that you like your sweet. Smoky. Just how I like. Come on. Sit down. I know we talked all the time, but I haven't actually seen you in forever. So, catch me up. Yeah, I think you told me that. Yeah, it's been, well, you know how it's been. You've been dealing with the same shit, pretty much. Getting used to working at home wasn't bad. It was actually pretty nice not having to deal with annoying coworkers. But then after a while, you just go stir crazy, you know? And then the isolation, I would have given anything to even be back with the worst of my coworkers, you know? At least I have someone to see and talk to. Right, and the breakup. Like, perfect timing, I guess. It would have sucked to be stuck with someone who you didn't want to be around and who didn't want to be around you. So it worked out, but no, it is. It's so stupid. Fine. It's just, I've been so touch-starved, you know? Like, even though things were so obviously over, there's a part of me that wishes that he and I didn't break up, because then there might have, I don't want to say it, there might have been the potential for some intimacy, no matter how screwed up our relationship was. That, how do I want to explain it? That skin hunger, that touch starvation kicks in after a while, you know? And without touch, like, that's why it felt so good to IQ. You really take for granted how important little things are like that, right? So even now, I am so aware of the fact that your knee keeps bumping into mine, or just kind of slides against it, and just that little bit of contact is just amplified 100 times over. You know that humans pretty much can't live without touch, right? Someone did experiments on it, and basically it's real bad. And then there's something with cortisol levels or dopamine or serotonin. I'm so glad I'm not the only one getting worked up over the slightest touch. Oh, shut up, you know what I meant. Like this. This right here is just perfect. Mm-hmm. Leaning against you, you're warm and you smell really good. God, I'm getting so sappy, this is ridiculous. Yeah, well, I'm very glad that you're used to my insanity by now. I'd be really worried if you weren't by this point. Yes, I did just moan. You feel really comfy, and it's been ages and I'm touch-starved, okay? Shut up. Damn right I could fit. Yeah, no, this scotch is delicious, actually. Yeah, sure. You wanna try it? Here. That's not what you meant. Then. Good idea. Can I just... I just want to feel you. Yeah. Okay. Mine too. Yeah, I'm sure straddling you is probably a contributing factor. Oh my god, right there. Does that feel good? You're just so hard. It feels incredible. I swear I'm gonna come just from this. you inside me, please. Just hurry up and just get inside. Fuck. I'm fine, just give me a second. You can start to just like that. Don't pull out, just... Yeah, that was good. That was just... I've wanted to do that for ages, too. I mean, all of that, obviously, but mainly with you. Don't. I don't want you to pull out just yet. I want to stay like this for a bit. Please. No, you're not too heavy. It's kind of ridiculously comfy to have you on top of me like this. Just grab that blanket. Yeah, behind you on the back of the couch. Right there. Perfect. Can we just lay here for a bit? I don't think the touch starvation is completely gone yet. I thought that was a given. We're absolutely doing that again. And again. And again. But after we leave here for a bit. Okay. You're kind of perfect. Oh, I know I am, baby. What's that look for? I did. That's where we're at. Baby. I know. I've been in love with you for a while. I love your jokes. I love your eyes.
It is a cliche, but shut up and let me finish. I'm doing a thing here.
I love how you feel inside me. Mm. and you still taste like whiskey.
I do too.
Yeah. Maybe. Feels like it's maybe time for round two.